we're going to be giving out leaflets and hopefully getting to sell Mum's book. All of the money that that's raised for the book goes to Lewis Manning, so we want to help them as well.
And just tell us why you want to help Lewis Manning Hospice, because I know they were really important for your mum, weren't they?
They helped. She spent a lot of her time there, and we want to help other people who were in the same situation as us.
Just tell me a little bit about your mum. What was she like?
She liked writing, and she liked reading lots, and she's very creative. She's a very creative person.
And is it nice for you to be able to go around and speak to people about her and sort of remember her when she was writing and when she was doing what she loved doing?
Yeah, it brings back her memory.
When you're speaking to people at the Race for Life events, what do you tell them about why it's so important what they're doing and how much they're helping?
We tell them that it's very important to return all their sponsor money because it can help other people. And we tell them about the time that we had, and we tell them a bit about the book.
And what do you tell them about that time, the time that you had?
We tell them that it was very important to us because it wasn't very long, and that it was very precious.
I know that in Southampton you're not going to be running, but I know that both you and Megan have run at these events before. How did it feel joining in with all those people who were all running to raise money for these causes?
It was really good because I like doing it and I know it's for a good cause, so it's fun.
Megan, tell me about the book that your mum wrote. What's it about?
Her life and when she started having chemo and all her medicines and her drugs. So we can help those people who have bad illnesses and people who were in the same situation as we are.
What does it feel like when you're at the Race for Life events and you're speaking to all these people?
It's kind of, well, the first time we did it, it was kind of scary because it was like a new experience, and but the second time we did it, it was okay because we knew how we did it and we knew what we would do.